So we have a good contrast today between Old and New Testament. Showing kind of two sides of the issues that we face. How about that letter from King Artaxerxes to Ezra? I mean, here Ezra is a scribe, very schooled in the law, very up on the culture of Israel and how God has established it and what it's supposed to look like. And he's sent by decree of the king to Jerusalem to establish it. Not only that, he's given every resource he could possibly need. And all the authority of the king. And this is God fulfilling his promise to return his people from exile and restore what was torn down out of disobedience and disrespect. So they're taken away for over 70 years. And Jerusalem lies in rubble, and now it is being rebuilt. The temple is in functioning order. The walls are up. And God is well on his way to restoration. And Ezra is sent with the blessing of the king, the very ones who had conquered Israel are the ones rebuilding it from the ground up with God's provision from them. Same thing happened in Egypt. Children of Israel are enslaved. But when they leave Egypt, Egypt bestows upon them riches. Remember that? Same thing is happening here in Babylon. Riches are being bestowed upon Israel as they rebuild, as God rebuilds them. With the ebb and flow of our relationship with God, now it's kind of sad in a way. There really shouldn't be one in. I'm kind of at a place in my life right now where I've kind of analyzed myself a little bit to try to ascertain how it is I ebb and flow, because God is God. I mean, there are times I lay in bed at night looking up at the ceiling trying to fathom the love of God for me and just trying to fathom God and to understand that he has sort of dumbed himself down to the point where he desires an intimacy with me, and I'm flabbergasted by it most of the time because I'm just not capable of understanding eternity and the vastness of God and the beauty of his holiness. So here we find Paul speaking to the Corinthian church, who have begun to dispute one another over who is more important. And isn't that how we do things? Apollos has been there teaching them, and Paul has been there fathering them, as he says. He established the church. So now some of them want to follow Paul, and that's who they are swearing allegiance to, and others are swearing allegiance to Apollos. And Paul is going, "Why isn't your allegiance to Christ? Neither Apollos nor I are anything but garbage in the grand scheme of things compared to Christ. And, I planted, Apollos watered. The result is that you grew, but the growth comes from Jesus. So what's the big deal?" And this is kind of how things go with this big arc that we have in our relationships, and relationship with God especially. I don't think that's how it's supposed to be. In fact, I'm quite sure it's not how it's supposed to be, because the life of Christ is the life offered to us. And his is a life of consistency. His is a life of power and clear purpose. There are things that I like about what has been termed the emergent church. Nowadays, and part of what I like is that we are looking for something authentic. We are looking for a genuine, true relationship and experience with Christ. So part of the byproduct of that is that everybody is just getting real. And in the getting real, we're just being honest. And so we're being honest about our struggles and our shortcomings, and that's fantastic. Because that's a great place to start. What I don't like is the idea that because we're being honest, we have permission to stay there and just sort of wallow around in our inadequacy and our honesty. It's vital. In fact, it's utterly necessary that we are completely honest and authentic in our relationships with one another and in our relationship with God to ever hope to grow and thrive. But it's not okay to wallow. Jesus invites us to share in his life, and he sets the example for what our life is supposed to look like. And so this big arc, and we see the beginning of an arc in Ezra today. We see sort of just past the prime of the arc in the Corinthian church today. Jesus is inviting us into a life of consistent stability, of true, authentic, honest, Holy Spirit-guided power, and a life of breakthrough.